Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters. I'm Missy.
And I'm Liza.
How's everybody doing tonight? It is Sunday, April 17th, right? Or 17th,
yes. Yeah. April 17th,
2016.
Yep.
2016.
Crazy. Crazy.
Welcome to our show. Tonight we're going to be talking, oh my gosh. Today we're going to be talking about spring cleaning
you
for
love
your soul.
Me.
I do. I can't help it. It's what it is. It is what it is.
Yes, we are going to be talking about spring cleaning for the soul.
Yeah, listen to
her. And what is spring cleaning for the soul? Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that. But first, we got to talk about our weeks. Us,
yeah.
Of course, because this is all about us and the show.
I really,
yeah,
we don't care if anybody listens. Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We really
say that.
Do. I'm just
we
kidding.
We want you to come listen to us. Come listen to us.
Follow us. It was, it's finally becoming spring here in New York. It was like 75 today. I was so happy. And, you know,
spring,
we had a very
summer.
Spring. That's summer in, you know, Minnesota. That summer's like 75 for like 3 days and then it snows.
Oh. Yeah, shush. You just shut your mouth. You shut your mouth, Missy. Do not say the S word. It is not coming around until maybe October.
Okay, whatever.
Maybe. Anywho.
Spring.
Spring, yes. Since we're talking about spring, it's spring in New York. It's spring in Minnesota. It's
beautiful.
Spring everywhere.
God, I'm so sick of it not being spring. Anyway, big weekend, big week. It was for me. It was my son's bar mitzvah was yesterday, so
yeah,
very proud. And it was a wonderful celebration, and he rocked it. And it was a wonderful. It was just a wonderful celebration. All family was here, and. And today I came home from the hotel and I crashed for like 3 hours. I was like, I'm just going to lie down for a minute and I will clog or something. It was insane. But what I found really interesting was at the service, I totally felt my husband's father there, which I can feel him and I can hear him. So he was there. He didn't miss it. So, which was nice. And so was, his aunt as well, David's aunt, who is not with us anymore on this plane. So, and it was really, it was a good thing. It was good. I didn't feel like funky energy at the synagogue like I usually do. So they all find me there. So
they all find you.
They do. I swear. They're like, oh, look, she's an open channel. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? it was really good. And Jake had the best time with his friends. And it was just perfect. It was super good. Anyway. Okay. And now I'm like recovering. So go ahead. Talk, woman.
I'm sorry. I have the sniffles. I just thought I felt a sneeze coming on, so I wasn't sure, and I was like, oh, I'm going to blast everybody out if I sneeze on the radio. So just bear with me for a second.
I don't know why I thought that was funny.
Oh, my God. That's funny. My week was pretty – yeah, I mean, it was pretty uneventful. I really didn't have a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of been a slow time for me, so Thursday I went through all of my – connections, business cards, all that stuff, and sent out like, oh my gosh, like 30 something emails and messages, and just networked the heck out of myself on Thursday. And then I went to Polkadot Thursday night, and voila, my schedule is filled. So I was like,
rock
okay,
on. Good for
the
you.
The power of polka dot, really, the power of polka dot. I cannot say, yeah, I mean, I cannot give them, they're just so wonderful. I mean, I just, yeah, it's just a wonderful group that I belong to, but wonderful networking group. But yeah, it was pretty quiet. And then me and my son went for, we played a little mini golf yesterday, and
nice.
Then I went out. Yeah, it was fun. It was so nice. I mean, it's been just gorgeous, and I've been outside as much as I can. And then we went to, then I had a friend's birthday party. We went to a speakeasy last night, which was really fun.
Awesome.
It was, yeah, it was all, you know, 1920s-esque. The only thing is that they should have been playing the same kind of music. They weren't, like, on their music there.
Oh, okay.
But,
so it didn't match.
So it was a little, yeah, it didn't match. But the drinks, oh, my gosh. I had this drink that was called the London Kick, and, boy, did it have a kick. It had a quarter kick. yeah, I had some kind of gin and lavender bitters and green chartreuse, and it was just so yummy. And then we went to, ended up going over to another little restaurant right next door, and where they had these drinks called Dickles. Yes, they were called Dickles.
Yeah. What was in that? Pickle juice?
No, it's actually their own brew of some, it's a sort of gin that's just their, they created it and they call it Dickle gin. And so they have like all these different, I mean, for any of you guys who follow me on Facebook, I posted some of the pictures on there. So of course, you know, we were going all night long saying, I'm having a Dickle, I'm having a Dickle, I'm having a Dickle, you know? Yeah. It was, you know, we had to, but it was, yeah, it was really fun. And then today was pretty quiet, and then I had my healers group, and
great.
Here I am.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So why don't we just, please.
Should we just jump right in?
Yeah. Let's jump into cleaning.
Jump into cleaning, because it's not just for your house. That should be like a,
and granted,
an advertisement.
But you know, the physical cleaning of your home is quite good because it does help you. Oh, I'm echoing. It does help you renew. You know, you feel better when things are clean. You feel, you have more energy.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes. I mean, I was just thinking about that today because usually Sundays are my day to clean, and not just because I, you know, I had company over today, but I usually clean on Sundays. And when I get the house clean, it's just, there's just, the energy just feels so much different, and it feels so nice and clear. And you know, so when you're cleaning your house, yes, you want to have that feeling of lightness and airiness, and that it feels content and it feels good. So with cleaning, you know, cleaning your house, it's the same thing with cleaning your soul. I mean, you want to feel light. You want to feel more energized. You want to feel clear and cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, there's different ways and different actions. You know, if you have low energy, you want to do a little spring cleaning. And now, right now is the perfect time to do that because, you know, it's April and it's spring and most people want to get rid of their junk. And we were discussing this in our class today that, you know, we go through just like the animals, they go through this, you know, in the wintertime, they store, you know, they store up all this food and food and food and food and food and food, and they do this hibernation. And then spring, they release it, you know, they release themselves, they come out of hibernation, they're kind of releasing. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing with spiritual beings too, with, you know, people that, you know, that are open and that are aware of their gifts. You know, we kind of, we go through this hibernation period where we're just collecting and we're collecting and we're collecting and we're collecting, and we're just like, ugh, we can't wait to shed these layers. So come spring, we want to shed these layers. So you want to take all this stuff off and get rid of it. So different actions to take is obviously to get some fresh sunlight and some fresh air, some great sunlight, fresh air, to make an effort, to make a goal, to get at least 20 minutes a day if possible. So many of us, you know, are down in the dumps we tend to stay inside, depriving ourselves of this natural healing boosters. Sunshine mm-hmm. and fresh air are naturally stimulating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listening to fast, upbeat music. Put your headphones on, turn the radio on, you know, turn the music on in your car, you know, find the same, some high energy music. I do this early in the mornings and people think I'm crazy when I'm at the stoplight and my car is boom, 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 boom. They're like, obviously she's a morning person, obviously, as I'm jamming out. Cause I do. I mean, it gets me pumped up. So I listen to the music early in the morning. It gets me all pumped up. It gets my blood flowing. It gets things going. You know, listening to fast music does naturally get your blood flowing quicker. You know,
oh, yeah.
I will have to admit, I do, to kind of get me going sometimes, I have mm-hmm. to admit, I do listen to Marky Mark and CNC Music Factory.
I see how you are.
I know. I don't know. It's just like something about that genre of music that it just kind of gets you going, you know, or, you know, DJ remixes, rave music. You know, I like one of my favorite stations is BPM station on Sirius XM. Just a lot of techno DJ remixes. It really gets your blood going and blood pumping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also getting some light exercise, being as simple as walking around the block or the neighborhood, you know, put exercise, you know, but exercise is critical. Yes. But get out of your seat, move a little, get the blood circulating, you know, even if you only have a few minutes, you know, make it a priority each day. I know
Absolutely.
That I got a stand up desk at my corporate job. And I tell you, it has made the world of difference.
You
know, when I start to
kind
of get a little sluggish, and a little tired, I'm like, I got to stand up, you know, and sometimes I still make an effort of just kind of walking around the building. You know, now that it's nice, I'm going to try to get out for a walk during my break times. Just kind of take a walk. The stand up, I tell you, the stand up desk is like heaven. I mean, it's really the best thing. If any of you guys out there is listening that can get a stand-up desk, do it. I mean, because I highly recommend it, not just for your health, for mentality, everything. I mean, it's mm-hmm. great. You know, excuse me, attend to your personal grooming. You know, when we get low in energy, in an low energetic state, we tend to let our appearances go a little bit. Most people don't leave their houses unless they're, you know, head to toe makeup or hair done or, you know, shaved or whatnot, you know. So make yourself pretty, make yourself handsome, and get out of the house. It's okay to leave your house.
Totally.
You know, clean up a little bit. You know, you tidy your surroundings, just like, you know, like we're talking about. We spring cleaning our souls, we spring clean our house. You know, we want to get into a clean routine, you know. But, you know, look around for small messes or areas of clutter in your home or workspace and clean it up. You know, you'll feel better when you look around, you see things are cleaner, clear, less clutter, you know, you can even make things messy just so you have a chance to clean it up. You know, I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly,
funny.
But you're getting going, you know, you're moving, you're getting going, make it a mess, and then you have something to clean up.
There's also something you can do. You're so funny. There's other, you know, and I love the energy boosting that you, now we all know that I need coffee to feel any energy in the morning. However,
right.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know to stay clear if I haven't had it. However, there are other things like when you were saying cleaning up your house, you know, it reduces stress in your home. And if you would take the time to even clean up and put, you know, you've got those overdue bills and you've got reminders that you need to do things, put them all in one place. That way,
exactly,
it reduces your stress to like 8 by 10 bucks, you know, and it could lead to probably knowing, okay, this is where I'm going to put all my stress. And my stress doesn't have to be anywhere else in my house except in this box, if that's what stresses you.
Yeah.
And like you said, and also another thing is, you know, what about trying to get rid of behaviors that don't serve you anymore?
Exactly.
You know, like self-defeating and negative self-talk and working on the compassion and forgiveness and setting ridiculous expectations of ourselves. And then when we don't, it's like a vicious cycle. Setting a ridiculous expectation of yourself, you know, something that the Pope might be able to do. And then when you don't get to that expectation, then you go to that whole self-sabotaging, self-defeating, self-sabotaging, negative talk, that type of thing. So to say that and say, okay, it's logical, you know, I'm not going to be the queen of the world today.
Right.
But I can be the queen of my house, or I can be the queen of myself, type of thing. Another thing that might help you is to release fear. Now, fear is really hard to release, I think. It inhibits us from doing so many things, which also can put us in a spiral to go into the negative self-talk. And it makes us hesitant to follow dreams, and it affects our physical bodies. Remember, you guys, keeping things inside, keeping the negative energy in you is going to affect your physical body.
Yes, it is.
Your body remembers. Every single cell in your body remembers. And what people do sometimes to release that type of pressure is they sometimes people do EFT, that emotional freedom technique. And if you're not familiar with that, you can if you take it, like if you look down about halfway on the top of your head, there's a groove. Like if you take your hand, all right, find the spot between halfway down the top of your head, find that there's a groove between your pinky and your ring finger. And if you use three or four fingers of your other hand and tap it or rub the spot and use it with like, if you use deep breaths with it, what you're doing is you're tapping a specific point of your of an energy pathway of your body. And this is the place that it's either fight or flight type of thing. So it might be helpful. I know people who have used EFT and it was very successful for them. Have you ever used it? Did you ever use it before?
Yep.
Do you do it a lot?
Not as much as I probably should. There are certain times where because I know how to do it. So, I mean, I don't have my certification, but I know how to do it. And I could do it on somebody else. I just, there's been times where I have worked on it, and you'd be surprised how it helps you change your whole thought process.
That's
awesome.
And
it just, you know, just by simply just tapping and repeating, you know, this, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to, you know, get out and release. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, yeah, it works.
Interesting. Well, as I tap my top of my head, I want to tell you that the chat room is open. and I'm alone in here. Please visit me.
I can hear you hitting your head.
I'm tapping my head. Can you guys hear that?
I can hear it.
Yeah. And our guest call-in is 773-897-6118. Again, 773-897-6118. We are doing spring clearing for the
spiritual. Spring cleaning for the soul.
What she said.
Yes. Spring cleaning for the soul.
Yeah.
Another thing that I talked about, because I did kind of talk about this in my meetup today, is the practicing your ABCs. Practicing the art of ABCs. Yes, you intertwine with the ABC technique. Is the face, embrace, and replace method. And this is how it works. So A equals awareness and acknowledgement. Become aware of your thoughts and images at the head level that do not feel good at your heart or belly level. Here you are facing what you feel bad. Put your hand on your heart or belly and ask, am I feeling good or okay or not good at this moment? If your answer is not good, put the same hand on your forehead and ask, what is my thought, picture, or image that makes me feel not good? Take the time to acknowledge or embrace the picture or thought. Give yourself permission to feel the pain associated with that image stored deep within you. Kick, scream, or cry out if you need it. B equals breath and breathing out pain. So learn to use the gift of breath and your ability to lift yourself energetically to a higher level of well-being. Take 3 deep breaths. As you breathe in, visualize breathing in the colorful and magnificent energy of the universe or source. Watch and feel this powerful healing energy coming in and filling your body with amazing, warm, relaxing energy, causing you to feel so relaxed and heavy at the same time, so light that you are aware of your body shifting up energetically. C equals choice or choosing thoughts and images that feel good or better. Here is where you replace your negative energy with positive energy, utilizing thoughts and images that lighten your vibration and enable you to allow in those experiences you have viewed as your intentions, hopes, and dreams. It is all about choice. Be conscious of how you are feeling moment by moment and focus on anything and everything that brings you relief and feels good. So practice your ABCs, the face, embrace, and replace often. They are the tools that lead to healing. Some other suggestions, you can create harmony and balance through meditation. I don't know how many times I suggest meditation over and over and over again. Be conscious of your power through journaling. If you want to, you know, writing things down, I tell people to keep a notepad and a pen by your nightstand. You know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you need to write something down, write it down. You know, other things are affirmations. Write yourself affirmations throughout the day. Choose forgiveness. You know, we consciously detach from and surrender to the universe any attachments to old hurts, resentments, betrayals, and so on. Bring to mind the person or issue that's creating pain. Then face it, embrace it, and breathe it out. Choose to say, I forgive you, or I surrender you to source, because I choose to move on with my life. You can also practice the art of visualization. Envisioning what you want is a tremendous, powerful technique, because we think visually, picturing what we want in our mind's eye, good health, divine protection, and so forth, helps us co-create that outcome. Of course, perform some sort of act of compassion, caring, kindness, you know, daily service, you know, do random act of kindness, you know, help somebody who might be in need, you know, bringing dinner to somebody who maybe can't, you know, leave the house, or elderly or blind or somebody of some assistance. You can also choose to be inspired, choose to read or listen to material that inform, soothe, entertain, and connect you to your soul, you know, take action regarding at least one intention. So choose to gather your courage each day and take action towards the creating of at least one intention. Remember your blessings, always show gratitude when you're addressing your higher power, be it source, the universe, your angels, Jesus, Buddha, Mary, any other deity. Justin Timberlake. Thank you is a high vibration throughout the day. Express appreciation for every one of your blessings. Of course, love yourself first. I always tell people, I tell this to my clients every day, people every day, I say this, how can you truly love somebody if you don't love yourself first? We need to love ourselves first. We need to show compassion to ourselves first. We need to, you know, say those kind words to ourselves, truly believe them before we can actually give out love to somebody else. You're not truly loving somebody if you're not loving yourself. Always smile, laugh, listen to music. You know, laughter and music are so good for the body. It raises your energetic vibration so high.
Do you know what else is really good?
What?
Listening to our show every week. That's really good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So bad. Another, you know, something else you can do is, you know, go out, like we were talking about before, let the earth help you.
Yeah.
The earth can be your friend, people. It can regulate your hormones. It can keep you grounded, make you feel more calm. Just take some effort to physically connect with the earth. Go out and stand barefoot in the grass or the sand or the dirt or whatever, as much as you can. Something else I was thinking about was having like you know how when you go out and you protect yourself with a bubble, or I do, if I'm going to be in a big group of people, well, you know, this is like, if you think about it, it could be like your energy spacesuit, right? So, or the people refer to as your aura, and they're like magnets, which picks up energy from that. They're floating around from people that you pass. You don't even know them, the environment, you know, they don't know. And a lot of people can't see aura, but it's important because of how we feel. So to clear it regularly, I just have a few things. Using your fingertips, brush through the space surrounding your body from head to toe. Rinse your hands into the cold water after it and clear the negative energy away. You can also use, selenite wand?
Yep.
Use it as like you're combing, I hit my headset, like you're combing your hair, and do it all over your body, and you will feel the stress and the negativity absolutely wash away. This is one of my favorites, soak in a salt bath. You can use like sea salt or Epsom salt. I know, right? And this is a fun thing to do. Take flower petals and create a spray for aura cleansing. We all have everything. It's at our fingertips. Flowers and plants have this natural cleansing ability. So soak some of your favorite petals in a spray bottle of spring water overnight, and then mist your body head from head to toe. Right?
Yeah.
It feels better than cleaning your windows. I'm seriously, you know. Although I like cleaning my windows. I like how clean they are. You know, not all of them, just sometimes, because it's nice. It's like refreshing. It's refreshing your soul.
Refreshing your soul. Actually, speaking of that, refreshing your soul, I learned something new today. Refreshing your chakras.
Oh, awesome.
Did you know that Do a Deer from The Sound of Music is actually a magical healing song? Did you know this?
No.
The reason it's a chakra tune-up, is that it moves your voice through the entire musical scale. C, D, E, F, G, A, and B. Each note corresponds to a chakra, from the first chakra at the base of your spine to the seventh at your crown. So simply by singing Do a Deer, you are clearing and energizing your major chakras. Cool, huh? Proud and sing la, a note to follow so. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Try it, and I guarantee it'll make you smile.
It's funny because I teach a class of like little kids. It's my tiny theater class, and we get right into singing some Do a Deer. Let me tell you, they think it is the bomb.
It is. And who knew? It was a magical singing song.
Right?
It's magical.
I love magical.
Magical. Speaking of magical, I just have to plug this a little bit.
Please.
I am going to become a fairyologist.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, I am.
I think that's so cool.
I'm going to be taking her class. I'm taking Dorian Virtue's fairyology class to become a fairyologist.
I think that's awesome.
I'm so excited.
I saw that. I was like, there's son.
I saw that.
Liza's so going to do that. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, no, yeah.
Yep. Totally going to do it. Yeah.
I think they speak to you more.
Yes, they do. They do. I have them all around me all the time. But starts on Thursday, day after Earth Day. Or no, it starts on Earth Day, I think it does. Yeah, I think it starts on Earth Day. So I'm pretty excited. It's a lot of videos, but you know what? Of course, go at your own pace and all that jazz. So I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
Totally.
So yeah. So anyways, just off topic a little bit, but whatever.
We can
do
that. Like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
So you know, there's lots of different things. I mean, you can get, you know, do energy healing, of course, to get out of your funk. You know, laughing and crying. Joni Mitchell once said, "Laughing and crying, you know, it's the same release." I mean, you need to don't hold that stuff in, release it out. You need to let it out. let it go. Speaking of letting it go, the full moon
let
is
it go. Let it go. I'm done.
Can't hold it back anymore. Just kidding. The full moon is this week. And so you know what that means. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. If you have your rocks, crystals, gems, all that kind of stuff, set them out. Let them bathe in the moonlight. They love it. They recharge. They re-energize. Just like we are. We need to recharge and re-energize. So, yeah, full moon
you know
means
it.
Letting it go. Letting it go. Letting it go. Letting it go. Whatever
you know
is
it.
No longer serves your highest good, you need to get rid of it. So, yeah. So, just a couple plugs. But no, there's also, you know, chanting, sound healing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Saging is very good, you know, clearing, healing, purification.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple, effective, and there's no wrong way to do it. I mean, it's just cleansing, clearing. You can do everything. You can do your house. You can do your pets. You can do your cars. You can do your office.
Mm-hmm.
Do your bathroom. I mean, whatever. I mean, whatever you feel needs to have a clearing, clear it. You can do it. And you don't have, some people don't like the smell of sage. So Palo Santo is actually
mm-hmm.
a very sweet smelling, you know, it's just a wood, but it's sweeter smelling versus, you know, sage. I mean, sometimes if you burn it, people are like, oh, it smells like pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so doing those kind of things.
Freak them out. You say it is. No. I'm
yeah,
kidding.
It is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just those are just a few things, you know, to do to kind of uplift yourself, get yourself out of this funk, get yourself out of the winter blues, the winter funk, you know, spring clean yourself, you know, get all that garbage out, you know, let's, you know, spring is here. The flowers are coming up. I swear my daylilies are like a foot tall already. And my hostas
really?
Are like crazy. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, you should see them. They're like super huge.
Awesome.
Just all of a sudden went woof. Must be my fairies out there working their magic.
You know it.
Seriously,
they're,
like,
they're happy
like
that you're taking the class.
Super tall. Right. They are happy I'm taking the class.
You're so funny.
So, but two, and we can kind of plug this in too. Talking about those. You know, there was those 38 awesome crystals for spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time, I think it was a few weeks ago, we talked about the A's, the agates, the amazonite, the amethyst, the aquamarine, the adventurine, and the azurite. So there aren't very many B's that are used for, you know, spiritual growth. But there's one B, and then we'll just do with the C's. Or
okay.
Do you want to talk about something else?
No, do the crystals, because, you know, I'm all about
you
that.
Do the crystals? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, bloodstone is a powerful healing stone. It renews, revitalizes, and enhances both the body and the mind, and instills wisdom and sensitivity for your inner guidance. Calcite facilitates an awareness and understanding of nature. It aids in the remembering of astral travel experience. It alleviates fears, clears and balances.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner,
ding,
people.
Ding. What?
Then there's, no, I'm just saying. The last thing is alleviates fear, clears and balances.
And balances. Yes. Get out your calcite.
Exactly.
Rub it all over
ya. Oh my gosh. She's lost it, people. Then there's carnelian. Right?
Carnelian, yes. It aids in concentration and memory. It stimulates I can't even say that word.
Inquisitiveness.
Why can't I say that? Inquisitiveness, thank you. And dispels empathy. It enhances attunement with the inner self.
Okay, I so badly wanted to say aids with concentration and memory. And after you said it, I wanted to say what? But I didn't.
Oh.
But I wanted to.
There is cryolysophase. I think that's pronouncing it right. I'm not sure. It instills a sense of grace. It helps clarity, personal problems, brings out hidden talents, balances attitudes and actions.
And
there's citrine.
One of, that's one of my favorites.
Citrine.
Truly.
It's abundant stone. It's joyfulness. It's warm and energizing. It raises your self-esteem. It stimulates mental focus and aids in the alignment of your higher self.
Word.
Attracts and maintains abundance. Mm-hmm. Word up. Yes.
Then this is a big favorite of all of ours.
This is a big one. It's everybody's favorite.
Clear
quartz.
It is the energy stone.
It is excellent for meditation and amplifies energy and thought. It dispels negative negativity, receives and stores and transmits energy. It aids in communication with every dimension. It also not only amplifies energy and thought with you, it also amplifies the energy of another stone. So if you carry a citrine, say you carry a citrine around and you carry it with a crystal quartz, it's going to emphasize even more. It's going to amplify all that more abundance, more joyous, more energy, more warmth. Mm-hmm. So anything that you combine a crystal quartz with, it's going to make it, 10 times as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
beautiful. Yeah. Hey, we have a call on hold. Let's see what we can do. We do. Hold on. Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? What can we do for you?
I am fantastic.
Awesome. What's going on?
Just enjoying this almost 90-degree day here in California.
Oh, beautiful. So it's like spring
nice.
Cleaning for your soul every day there is what you're trying to say and rubbing it in.
Right,
yeah.
You're exactly right. I mean, today was just like, oh, my gosh. I was like, damn, I'm driving right now and I had to put windows up. I was like, man, maybe should I turn on the AC?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Here, wait.
I'm sure nationwide people are going, oh.
Yeah, this is when I say bye, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It was nice here today in Minnesota, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys get about 6 weeks worth of nice, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Shut your mouth.
I have former business associates that live in Minneapolis, and it's just like, how do you guys live there?
We learn to adapt, yes.
Well, right. I'm originally from the Detroit area, so I mean, I know, but it's not like Minnesota cold.
No, it's not. No.
A lot of things aren't Minnesota cold, Mike. I'm with you. You really can't even describe that. So Mike, what are you doing for, spring cleaning your soul? What do you like to do?
The main thing is obviously the living space and so forth. Again, there's a lot of different things that I do and you were talking about, I think, sage and so forth, kind of on a daily, especially it's almost more in the sense of if I do feel that funk coming on, especially I've started a new job. So there's elements of stress involved and things like that. So, again, it's, hitting it before I go to work, even with a little bit of sage and usually when that stuff comes on, I need to get back to the meditation practice to kind of be like, all right, we're straying away a little bit. Let's bring it back in.
Right. Good for you. And
you
what's
sound
great
like our
about
kind
that,
of guy there, Mike.
Right?
Right?
Mike, it's
yeah.
great that you realize
well,
it. Way
well,
to recognize
it's,
it and take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's because as soon as you can kind of catch it, because again, we all have those moments of just like, you can go weeks and weeks on a time of just being, boo hoo hoo and, the pity party and stuff. But as you become more evolved, I guess is the word.
Sure.
You can kind of catch that a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
And even I'm in sales and there's a like-minded guy that just started with me and he came over and he's like, yeah, I blew the sale and, we're brand new to the company. And then he's like, soon as I just said, wait a minute, it's okay. Literally 2 minutes later, the woman called back and bought from him.
Nice.
So awesome. Yeah. So it's, when you can kind of catch yourself at that moment going, okay, this doesn't have anything to do with anything and just kind of be okay with it for whatever it is. And then, which is And it's weird coming, you know, me saying these words, because I mean, I'm a guy. I watch football. I like craft beer, and I like chicken wings. So I mean, it's
hey, those are great things too,
okay,
man.
So wait, so who doesn't, Mike? Really, who doesn't like
okay.
those things?
Well,
but you know what's
well,
interesting?
The area of California.
Yeah.
The area of California that I'm in, it's yeah, it's difficult to find.
I bet it is. Oh, you know, what's interesting is that you're taking those tools that you have and you're applying them to your business life. And that, I think, must be very transformational for you in regards that you're able to deal with the stuff that hits you, quote unquote, a little easier. You know, you hold the set. It sounds like you hold this place of compassion, knowing that everything will come to a resolution, whether good or bad or indifferent. And it seems like you have a really good hold on that, which is really nice to hear.
Yeah. It really took a while to find the sales job to the point where I was just like waiting tables and bartending until I kind of figured out what was going to bring me passion. And because again, I just couldn't get behind putting somebody over a barrel just to, you know, just to make a sale.
Right.
And I finally found this extremely large .com that is actually, integrity, because it's like, listen, we don't care if you one call close. Great when it happens, but
right.
this is relational. This is relationship building, and you're building these people's careers, because what we have is value. And a lot of people in this industry that are purchasing from us are making way more money than we are. And so when you can kind of get behind that and, you know, with some, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
I don't know. Ethical, some sort of, you know, thing behind it is. So
yeah.
You know, it's taken me a while to get here. Yeah, to this point to find that passionate position and still be in, you know, making some, you know, good money.
Good for you.
But
isn't that what it's all about? Like, so like if you go to work and you have this passion for your job, it really doesn't feel like work.
Why? Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, the 50-minute drive there and the hour and a half drive home does. But, I mean, but when
right.
I'm in there in the zone actually talking and doing what I do best in the sense of having a conversation with those that I'm working with, it's literally – I was like – I literally put this job off for – I moved to California in November. The job was available in September. And I kept putting it off, and I just accepted it, you know, like in the first week of March. It lingered
oh, wow.
and waited. It lingered and waited, which was interesting.
It was
well,
meant for you. That's why.
Exactly. It was
right.
your, it,
yeah.
for you. Awesome.
And I it's funny because I in 2010, I opened up with a long meditation practice. And, you know, then a friend's mom said, you know, why don't you try automatic writing? And being a dude, I didn't read the directions, so some of those messages got really whacked out.
Yeah,
and it's like you're going to be president and you're going to run for Congress. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not possible. And so then, you know, did the clearing and stuff like that, and then developed my own, you know, some mediumship and intuition's really high. So, but it's funny, people when I'm in sitting at my desk.
Yeah.
People are like, when you're on the phone, you doodle all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just, I don't know, maybe a nervous thing. But actually, I'm automatic writing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I didn't know about my friend who's, you know, is a professional or whatever. And she's just like, have you seen that new L.A. Medium guy? You know the
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The 19-year-old?
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of, and I noticed, a couple months ago, even before I saw the first show, you know, if I do give readings type of things, and it's usually just friends and whatnot, but I noticed that if I go with an automatic writing technique in that sense, all it does is the information just kind of flows. So it was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
That is very cool. Yeah, I mean, and that might be
cool.
Just be your niche, you know, is doing the automatic
right.
writing.
You know,
yeah,
we
but
can
I don't
have
even
like
write, I don't
go
write
ahead.
Words or anything like that. I just, it just kind of gets the energy flowing because I hear it.
Right, right.
Okay. So, you know, so it's just more of the act, I think, at this point. But cool.
Maybe
to,
we should have like a dude night, Liza.
We should, and have just guys. Okay, this night is strictly just have the guys call in, have them talk about their gifts and what they like and dislike and how it's going for them. Because, you know, it actually in the metaphysical world, there aren't very many dudes, and it's all about the ladies. And, you know, dudes are just have just as much a feminine nature, you know, a femininity as obviously women do. So,
right.
You know, I mean, we totally need to have
a
dude
totally
night.
Have a dude night.
Well,
Mike,
do you
call in, Mike?
Like, quick question. Yeah. Quick question. Yeah, I would call in, absolutely.
Cool.
Quick question. So do you think, because I noticed within the industry, you know, there's a lot of gay men that are intuitive and do readings and so forth. And again, something that in what you just talked on in regards to the femininity aspect of that, because my friend kept telling me several years ago, she's like, you need to get more squishy. And you know, more in touch with my feelings and stuff, is what she meant.
Squishy. That's adorable.
Squishy. She's like, you just need to get more squishy. You're just like, ugh. She's like, you're too much of a guy. She's like, you need to kind of whatever. And,
well, I mean, I mean that there's nothing wrong with being too much of a guy. Yes, but you can still have, you know, still have a certain femininity with certain things, you know, I mean, being a little bit more sensitive, being a little bit more open. You know, we're not telling you to go and get mani-pedis every Thursday afternoon.
Hey, I have a friend who does
but,
that.
You know, I mean, just a little.
I don't know, but
you know,
I've done it once, and the foot massage is fantastic. So,
right?
No, but isn't it better when they put
Mike, when they put the salt rub on your legs and they're scrubbing?
Buddy. No, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, our show has gone to a whole new
level.
Yes,
it has. But anyways, yes.
I didn't know we were going. I didn't know we were going to take it to the metrosexual aspect. But I mean, again, no. That I mean, spa stuff. I literally live a mile and a half from a 5-star resort spa. You know, here in California where I live, up in the mountains, and I mean, it's nice. That stuff. So there's nothing wrong with that. Even when you're a dude.
No. When you're a
right.
dude.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and just, you know, when she's saying more squishy things, I mean, you maybe take, you know, just, you know, there's certain there's books out there, you know, there's different things that you can do, you know, take a yoga class or something, you know, not saying get into the female psyche all the way, but it's just doing these little things here and there will kind of bring out the squishiness in you. So, but there's nothing wrong with being a dude. I mean, there isn't.
Right.
But that's cool that you have, that you're a man's man and you have these gifts and you are very much open about them and you're very honest about them and you say, hey, you know, I'm gifted too. So hear me roar too. You know, it's just not the women. It's just not the feminine men. It's manly men too have gifts. So,
yeah, and you're right. Awesome. I mean, that's a whole nother niche. Cause, and again, too, when you're giving readings, I guess in regards to, because every once in a while I'll jump on Blog Talk just to practice type of thing, but you know, just do the free half hour. But you know, especially when you're giving, you know, a woman's calling and asking for a relationship reading type of thing and what's going on with a particular individual.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of bring it from another perspective as
true.
You know, what you know, maybe in a past life in regards to, going, you know, women chasing aspect element of being a guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's another element that you can kind of pick up when you're feeling that energy.
Right.
You know, so, you know, again, where some people might, I don't know, it might not be conveyed that way. I don't know.
Right.
But it's,
well, you know,
it's
that's not
interesting.
That's really interesting. It's an interesting take on it, you know. But that's, you know, everyone, both male and female, have their own style, which is really good. But it's definitely something to think about. So, Liza, we're totally going to have a dude's night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And happy spring cleaning and congratulations on your job.
Thanks so much.
Yes, thank
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dudes.
Adorable.
Oh my gosh.
He's so adorable.
Yeah. Yay,
I love it. I love
Mike,
it.
You're our new buddy.
You are a new buddy, so, man. A dude's
absolutely.
Dude, man. I love it.
That's your funny.
I love it. And that he's so open and honest about.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm a dude. I'm a manly dude, and I have gifts. And I love that. You know,
so
I
nene.
Do. I love that.
I know. I know.
He's right. I mean, there are, there are a lot more gay men that, you know, are more open with their spiritual gifts.
It's a very interesting thing to think about,
yeah.
You know. No.
And of course, there's a lot more women, yes, you know. But, yeah, I would. Yeah, we totally have to do a dude's night.
Yeah.
Because I can – I know a couple of dudes that should call in and talk. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anyways,
cool.
That was cool. Yeah. He's our new best friend.
Right.
there. He can be squishy. He can be our bestie.
Mike, you're our bestie now. Aren't you excited? Oh my goodness.
Oh, I can just hear him laughing
our...
in the car right
I
now.
I know.
That's awesome.
That is good.
Anyways, but yes, yeah, so, you know, to kind of get back on the topic of spring cleaning, there's lots of things to do. There's lots of ways of, you know, getting out of this long, dark, deep sleep, this dark season, shifting that. And, you know, I mean, as the flowers are trying to poke up and get out and, you know, be the sunlight and get out and see the sun, I mean, we should also mm-hmm. get out and, you know, enjoy the sun and enjoy the air, the fresh air. And,
You
know, just kind of give ourselves a little boost here and there. And, you know, taking walks and hugging a tree and dancing and just
planting,
anything, moving
you
your
know.
Body, planting, yes, just moving your body,
totally.
And just getting out and yeah, just move your body, move your body.
Oh, brother. Here she
Shake
goes.
The body for me.
Oh,
sorry, I had to. That was another song I was listening to the other morning. Ended up turned up really loud.
You're so funny.
People are probably thinking, oh my God, she's a crazy morning person.
She, you know what? She is. She is one of those crazy morning people, and she's all perky, and she knows I haven't had my coffee, and she sends me funny gifts on the phone. Morning! How are you? I'm like, rawr, 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 rawr. Someday she writes, have you had your coffee yet? And I'll just say no. That's it. And she waits like 20 minutes, and then she calls me back. But listen, a few other things, you know, very basic things to get your soul in spring ready, shall we say. Make sure you are eating well. Spring ready, you know, like bikini ready. That will never happen with me. just make sure you're eating well. You know, proper nutrition, you know, pretty important. You know, fries, it's springtime, people. Bathing suit season, let's be real. Fries are probably not your friend all the time. Make sure you get enough sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
If you don't, it's just going to drain and drain and drain. And when you don't get enough sleep, what happens? You get irritable. You're grumpy. You go for what's easy, which would be the French fries and the, you know, soda or whatever. And it's like all a vicious circle. And, you know, exercise is important. You know, even if it's a walk around the block, it's something, you know.
Right.
Or gardening. Right. Gardening is a great exercise. Lots of stretching. And another way to go about it is also have some more water. Drink more water. If you are low energy and you feel, like, dehydrated and cranky, drink your water. It will help relieve the fatigue that you're experiencing. And make sure that you keep water next to you. Like right now, I'm picking it up, my green water bottle. I go nowhere without this thing now. And it goes everywhere with me.
Yeah, I have
one
next to me too.
And yeah, but yours is very fancy.
Mine's fancy. I have
this
a fancy
blue glass
blue,
water
big,
beautiful.
Yes.
And it's not fair, and it's fancy, and I need one. I'm just saying. My birthday is next month. Just saying.
It resonates at a 528. So it's a 528 vibration. It's a very cool bottle. So I actually, and I even have a crystal in the bottom of it. So I create my own little crystal elixir. So
yeah, because she's fancy.
I'm fancy.
Totally.
But you know, with eating, when you're, you know, with talking about, you know, eating crappy foods and eating those things, you know, even if you feel like you prefer eating potato chips and cookies, try adding in a few healthy things in the mix. It will help build the energy in your body. There's, you know, some really good energy enriched foods like blueberries, spinach, black beans, red peppers, you know, any of those high energy foods will help, you know, will help boost you up. You know, yes, you can have the potato chips and the cookies, whatever, but please add in a few healthy stuff now and then.
Oh, you
know
what I
had
today?
It's not going to kill you.
No. I had some beautiful, like, blackberries today. They were so good. And pineapple. And, oh, yummy, 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 yummy.
Yum.
And something else that I'm going to throw out there that is always sensitive with people. You know, they come across, the big word on the health scene is detox. Detox that.
You don't have to
you know, you don't really have to detox. But emotionally, if you have memories or friends that are painful or are toxic or are causing you to move forward.
Yes.
Take responsibility for acknowledging that and saying that it's okay and let them go.
Yes.
Because they're not doing you any favors. So it cuts the negative cord. You know, I don't need that experience again, and you're cutting the cord.
Yeah.
And I think that leaves more room for the right relationships to enter into your life. And it's just a way to keep your mental health more stable.
Exactly.
You know, and really open it up to find something new and exciting for yourself, if that makes any sense at all.
Yes, it does.
Why, thank you, Liza. Well, it is that crazy time of night where we are winding down and I talk really low.
And our voices sound like this.
Yes. Thanks for listening to us tonight. Thanks, Mike, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks to those who were in the chat room for a little bit. And, you know, if you have any questions, always. We're on Facebook. You can PM us. We are on Twitter.
We are on Twitter.
We're
on the Facebook.
We're on the Facebook and the Twitter. And, oh, my gosh. We should go on Snapchat.
I did. It's just crazy. I do have it on there.
Oh,
but I don't even know how to use it.
Hey, honey, we have a call. Should we take it?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right, cool. Hold on. Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Yes, hi. I just went on. I didn't know if you were doing readings or...
No, we were talking about spiritual spring cleaning for your soul. What do you do we do readings every second Sunday of the month.
All right, well, thank you.
No problem.
Welcome.
Good night.
Okay,
and there you go. And there it is.
And there you go. All righty, yes.
All right, everyone, have a great week.
Yes.
And we will talk to you next week. All right, Liz, I'll talk to you later.
All righty, babe. Peace out.
All right, peace out, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Listening to Six Sense Sisters on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You can also find us on our website, www.sixthsensesisters.com. We are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. Have a wonderful week and remember, do some spring cleaning for your soul. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.